Magic 931's Brooke and Vaughn.
Local news today. A $500,000 has been allocated to promoting Aussie produce to South Korea and the Southeast Asian market. Now, that includes our beautiful Riverland wine. Fantastic product. And I'm thinking, obviously, I want a share of that $500,000, wouldn't you, Brooke?
I don't know that's how it works, but yeah.
I reckon I can sell to the South Korean market. I've written a jingle.
Okay.
It is a bit of a work in progress. It is just me singing at this stage. Will Psy and Jungkook and BTS crew to work on it later? You know, yeah. Dummy M or someone. We'll get a real star. But for now, this is what I've come up with. I know that South Korea is obsessed with the music of ABBA. So obviously that had to factor in. Let's have a listen, Brooke, see if we can't move some product.
Okay. Oh, no. Where's this going?
You've been let down by brews since you turned 19. That's the legal drinking age in South Korea. Can't stand whiskey or soju, don't like vodka or gin. Soju's quite a popular drink in Korea. Just one beverage that you'll feel like drinking. One beverage, red, white or sparkling. Whoa, South Korea, have a glass of wine. The Riverland just kissed you, South Korea. Now you really know, SA, where the greatest wine grapes grow. Drink responsibly, we'll add that too. Check it out, South Korea and other Southeast Asian markets. Now that's going to do it, right?
Look, it's catchy. I worked in the wine industry for 5 years selling wine.
Did you ever resort to singing that down the phone line?
No, but I feel like that was a missed opportunity. Look, it's catchy. You're going to be singing South Korea like over and over again.
Federal government, I'm here. Hire me. Give me a fat share of that $500,000, please.
We would love it. Well done, Bob.
We? There's no way. I did all the work.
Yeah, no, I'm here supporting you. I get a bit.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll give you a cut.